my other two crazy best buds. Why are your parents gonna move y'all like that? How am I gonna live without seeing your fine brothers every day? Now, you wrong for that, Perlicia scolded her. Neither York or Yancey are thinking about you, trust me. You should be thinking about missing your friend, and here you are talking about some boys. You're a hot mess, girl. No, yes, don't get me wrong. I'm gonna miss you. Seriously. All of this stuff I've been going through with my parents not getting along and my sister tripping, I wouldn't have been able to manage if I didn't have you to call and talk to. Turning the attention away from herself, Vita continued. And speaking of boys, these two chicks over here got some new love interests. They keep talking about it, but they won't spill the details. She motioned to Asia and Perlicia. What? I was only gone for a minute. What boys y'all got? I asked in complete surprise. Vita doesn't know what she's talking about, Asia responded, dismissing my question and the subject. My three friends look so cute in their Trojanette outfits. Their short skirts and color-coordinated tops really made them stand out from me. I hated so badly that I didn't make the squad with them, but I was proud to see them dance during halftime. My girls knew they were the bomb. I was just glad that they still wanted to sit with me. So, Vita started, does Myrick even know yet? She scooted closer to get the scoop. Her question made me get emotional again. Myrick wasn't just another boyfriend. We'd been friends for years. And every time either one of us wanted to break up, our friendship drew us back together again. How could I tell him that I had to move? There was still no set date as to when we were leaving, and I didn't want breaking the news to him to make him doubt my feelings. So I hadn't told him yet, because I was afraid of how he would react. Besides, if he was going to be okay with us having a long-distance relationship, then I would be mad. 'Cause if that was the case, then he really didn't care as much as I thought he did. Just thinking about it all was too hard to bear. It seemed like I couldn't win either way. I just hope they don't move y'all before we go to state, because these boys are on the case, Vita said, jumping to her feet when Myrick made a basket. Well, they ain't so on point right now, Asia added. Look at the score. We're going into...